because it was cute and little. Yeah. He didn't want a big car. He wanted a little car because he thought if this was converted to an electric car, it could certainly be used at least by utility companies for meter readers.
Hmm.
They don't have to go very far. They don't have to go very fast. They should sell like hotcakes. Instead, they sold like cold cakes.
Hmm.
Why? Because even for a meter reader, the meter reader does not necessarily go 215 feet and then start reading meters. He may go 5 miles and then start reading meters. And it was just too slow. The range wasn't enough. They were a big flop. Someone told him that the reason they were a big flop was that he was using an old-fashioned speed control. Power was generated by maybe 6 banks of batteries. No, 4 banks of batteries of 8 volts each.
Mm-hmm.
And if you started with all of them in parallel, when you wanted to accelerate rapidly, the car would accelerate with a series motor, and then you switch them into series parallel, and then for top speed, you switch them all into series. Well, you certainly do dissipate a lot of power in the resistors while you're switching and a few other things, but he was told that he needed a modern electronic control. Where to get a modern electronic control? See Dr. Wolk up there in Madison Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this company, Electronic Energy Conversion Corp, who builds high power semiconductor equipment. They can do it. So Russell Feldman came to see me, explained the situation, and I said I'd like to ride in one of these cars. I went up to his estate in Connecticut, Stamford, Chapin Point, beautiful place. Drove around in some of his vehicles, and yep, they were jerky because of the switching of the voltage. I could feel some of the resistors getting warm. But once the vehicle was driving at the maximum voltage with nothing in between, there was no particular loss of energy. I did some analysis. I came to the conclusion that, yes, our speed control might increase the range. I think he had about 30 miles range. Might increase from 30 miles to 35 miles. But it wasn't worth it. An experimental unit in those days would cost about $100,000. And the real problem was the battery.
Mm-hmm.
The battery just didn't store enough energy. And he then asked the question that changed my life. He said, am I wasting my time on trying to get batteries for electric cars? Well, they never work. Can you get a better battery? Well, I didn't know the answer, but I thought I could ask the question of someone who would know the answer. And that was good old Professor Linus Pauling back at Caltech. You were enough. I didn't know him personally. So I wrote to Lee DeBridge, then president of Caltech, whom I did know pretty well. I was president of the Caltech Club of New York and things like that. So I wrote to DeBridge saying, would you please ask Pauling whether this is a dead-end project, that you can't get a better battery. About 3 weeks later, I get a letter from Dr. Bridge saying, Vic, I thought this was such a wonderful problem that I didn't ask Pauling. I called a mini-seminar together of chemical engineers, chemists, professors, electrical engineers. We all sat around, examined the table of elements and other things, and lo and behold, we came to the conclusion that there are electrochemical couples that have much greater energy density than lead batteries or nickel cadmium batteries. And with enough money, manpower, motive, and work, we can get better batteries. So I told Russell Feldman. And he said, okay, well, there are better batteries, give me a call. Well, this was incredibly prophetic, because 2 years later, only 2 years later, Ford announced their breakthrough with the sodium sulfur battery. So from at least an element point of view,
mm-hmm.
here was a cell that would deliver about 5 times the power. 5 times the energy per pound of lead acid. So So I became much more interested in electric vehicles at that point. And by that time, in about 1965, I had sold the Electronic Energy Conversion Corp to Galton Industries. Mm-hmm. And we began to experiment with electric cars, power supplies for electric cars.
Nope.
And that's how I became involved with electric cars, and I've been involved in them ever since.